This holiday, BMW has reunited three members of the family at the BMW Road Home Sales Event. The Agile X3, engineered for any adventure. The plug-in hybrid X5, commanding the streets with unmatched presence. And the all-electric i4, charging into the future with impeccable performance. Hurry in to find what powers your journey at the BMW Road Home Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine. Hurry in for exceptional offers through January 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
When I pull up to the parking lot, it's time to level up. Dial in, showing out for your team. Listen up, get you some. I stand the fan to give you what you need. Fan fuel, game time. Turn up the intensity. Team colors bleeding now. 5 hour energy. For a limited time, get the fan fuel flavor at 5hourenergy.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Extra rush, and they're going to end the game with a sack. So the Rams, instead of sending three, dropping eights and five, Roseboom gets credit for the sack, and the Rams have now won seven of their last nine.
Now, back to Steiny and Guru on 95.7 The Game.
All right, it is crossover time, brought to you by Atco Pest Control. Coming up in 10 minutes, what's bugging you? That's what we do on a Friday, but we got 49ers to talk about for the next 10 minutes. They lose 12-6. They're essentially eliminated. And
12-6.
12-6.
Yep.
Oh, my God.
Pay the under.
Wow.
Fade the Dibber. Yeah.
12. What was your biggest takeaway, Dibs?
From the game last night? The biggest takeaway is that Brock Purdy has regressed. Brock Purdy, for some reason, has decided that he needs to do more than what he did last year, which is what made him number four in the MVP race. This year, he's trying to do more than he should be doing, and I don't know if it's the coaching or if it's his own sense of, I got to earn the contract that I don't yet have, but I look at three or four plays last night in the second half where there was meat on the bone. Man. Take the incremental gain, but instead, he's trying to make the big play. I don't know why he's doing that, but
he used to do that.
Exactly, and that's what got him to where he has been, taking the little 7-yard check down, taking the 4-yard here, looking underneath, and just moving the chains. Last night, the biggest play of the game was his INT into double, if not triple coverage.
In field goal range.
And a throw that did not need to be made. There's 5:40 to go. All you have to do is check that thing down and keep the drive alive. Take your three. Now it's 9-9, and let your defense, it's been so good all night, let them go out and make a play for you.
They were phenomenal. I texted and said, oh, my God, the Greenlaw effect. Well, if they somehow get in, Will.
If this happened on this team, it's very, very surprising to me. I don't think I'll ever play football again. And then
that's where I'm at.
And this is also, this is nitpicking. It's not fair because this is not what lost the game. The game has essentially already been lost. However, did you see, and I love that you guys had Acho on, did you see one of the videos that he posted earlier today on the...
3rd and 4?
Yes.
It was, man, Evan... Yeah.
Where is Hufanga? Yeah. Where are you going?
Evan, so just Dibs, you saw that on the 3rd and 4?
Yes, defensive confusion. They both followed the man in motion.
Oh, my God.
And then it, in John real Parr, time, I go, what a great play. And then I watched it like, it was wide open.
I was standing there Parkinson. In the stands. I'm sitting in the stands, and I looked at Christy, and I went, your entire season... Is your whole season comes down to this, and Matt Stafford turns to his right, and a tight end is standing by himself,
man.
7 yards down the field, the easiest pitch and catch he'll have his whole career.
Man.
And I'm like, if that doesn't sum up, the 49ers' motto this year is if it's not one thing, it's another. Because, by the way, Brock Purdy, I agree with everything you said, Dibs, But I'll add, when he made a good throw last night, the receiver dropped it.
And that one Every throw, time. His best what? Throw of the night and was a touchdown.
And Jennings, who's become my favorite Niner this year, had two drops.
He caught two of the nine targets.
I don't know how to define a team that if it's not one thing, it's another.
Maddening.
Every single quarter, if it's not one thing, it's another. They cannot put it all together for one quarter, one half, at least not the ones that matter.
Well, and you do need to take a moment, and I'll take it for all of us, to say best game of the year for the special teams.
Mm.
They were spectacular.
They got the punt into 2 yard line, backed them up, even though they dropped.
I did not have that making the crossover.
You know what?
I thought that was like 542 this afternoon.
And I'll wait for Grandy's grades, and it better be an A or an A-minus at the least, because Debo actually gave you that last little breath of life.
True.
He took it 8 yards deep and took it to the 35, and they horse collared him, and they got to the 50.
I said, are you kidding me?
And they still couldn't even get a Hail Mary.
They needed two more tugs to get
a Hail Mary. He couldn't do it. Brock Purdy had Pearsall open on the sideline for a 15-yard pitch and catch, which at least gives you a chance to run an actual play as opposed to a Hail Mary.
And win the game.
And credit the Rams for treating the Hail Mary the right way.
They did.
Which is rush five, dude.
Yeah.
You rush the passer. You rush five, and you don't let him sit back there. And, you know, you don't rush two and drop nine and get cooked. They rush five. Brock sacked. Season over. Night.
I'm so bummed. I'm so bummed.
We lost the bet because we had a bet, and he admitted that you would just come in because we said he's got to be.
Well, he's still going to do it. He's got
four
out.
He said he's bummed. So winner goes to.
But he's also going to say, you know, this is who they were all year.
No, but he said he's bummed. Owned it.
No, I think, Steiny, what you're trying to get me to say is, well, look.
It's all good in the hood.
They're going to be back next year. And the Warriors have a winning record. And Brock's gonna still get his chicken because he's played more games than good games than bad. And isn't life happy holidays, everyone? Isn't life beautiful still? Like, I hope you just did. You have fun with your friends and family last night, even though they lost.
Oh,
is that what you want me to say?
No, it was more.
Believe that guy.
The one thing you're not coming in. Really meant was don't expect Willard to be incredulous today about what happened.
Him being bummed counts. Count the bucket.
Yeah, I don't know.
Him saying he's bummed.
I don't know if I ever get incredulous, but I'm really, really bummed.
Yeah.
I'm bummed. I can't believe that this is how it went.
Yeah.
I can't believe that this is how it went.
And I feel greatly vindicated today.
Me too.
Victory lap?
About what?
I'm not going to take a victory lap based on a take that comes across as negative, but all offseason I talked about a phrase that Mark poo-pooed over and over and over again, and here we are, and it's about to come to pass, Super Bowl or bust, and now you're 6-8, and this thing is going to get busted apart.
No doubt,
Debo Samuel, question mark, does he come back? Trent Williams, does he come back? We know that the big fella, Javon Hargrave, has been restructured, and he's going to be cut. And Mooney's not coming back. And you want to talk about a busting up of the roster? Well, it's here now, fellas.
Yeah, so
it is Super Bowl or bust.
I was right. No, you weren't. Don't take your victory lap.
I'm not taking any lap.
That doesn't even
exist. I'll pound it out, Steiny.
I love it. So there's roster changes, which happened to every year. The Eagles.
Is Devondre Campbell coming back?
I can't believe he's still here.
That's what I said.
The victory lap that you should be taking, actually, was the one where you... No, put your hand down because that was a bad
I'm gesturing to the crowd after chipping in for Birdie.
You noticed the crowd's making a lot of noise, aren't they? Because there isn't one. You look like a Trump
They're not
rally.
Booing me like they booed Debo.
Listen.
I couldn't believe that.
The victory lap you should be taking is the one where you talked about the roster before the year started.
Yeah, no depth.
Not having the depth that it needed. The Niners had a good draft. They had a bad offseason. Their free agent signings to create depth have not worked. They didn't do it in the secondary. The Devondre Campbell one went from bad to, okay, I guess it's not that bad, to literally embarrassing.
Yeah. But it got good for a minute there.
Not
he
really
had a couple
good.
Of good games.
It got okay.
Yeah.
It got okay.
Now it's
patently absurd.
Let's talk about Trent and Brandon and CMC.
Exactly. The way you handled the contracts, the way you built your depth, the way you readied yourself for what you at least, I don't want to say should have seen coming, but it's your job to be ready for it. That like they did nothing. They did, like, who did they bring in outside of the drafted players? Who did they bring in that has helped this team? Give me a name. Give me
outside of the drafted players?
Give me one person.
I mean, he wasn't. Leonard Floyd wasn't absolutely terrible.
And if that's the best.
Kevin Anderson with the Guardian cap.
Okay. So if that's the best we can do, that's not very good. That's not very good.
And your defensive coordinator didn't help a lot. I'm just saying what I feel.
The changes you made, it appears you made some quality selections in the draft. But I would argue just about every other maneuver in the offseason came up very short.
Right. Yeah, I mean, it seems pretty obvious at this point.
Hey, Goo, this is the point where you mentioned that the math is still there.
He tried to get me to say that. I will not. Because the play is not there.
Yeah.
No, it's over.
Well, I mean.
It's over.
And I want to say something to Willie.
Let me do the legal.
Go ahead.
Oh, time for the legal. Yeah.
You're listening to 95.7 The Game, KGMZ FM and HD1 San Francisco, always live on the free Odyssey app, Twitch and YouTube, powered by First NorCal Credit Union. What's bugging you coming up very quickly?
So you said the other day you thought Debo is not done. And then a lot of people are saying, and if I'm to believe that Purdy is the quarterback that I've seen the last 2 years and maybe not, you know, all this season, then I got to put it at Kyle's doorstep in regard to, I don't know what the question is, but you got to get the answers because maybe as a collective, everybody's not looking like themselves because maybe they caught up to you. I don't, the blocking, but I do believe Debo is in his own head now, but if he's not done, I don't believe Purdy is this bad. Because he looked like Jimmy, and he looked like Jimmy yesterday.
That stuff's all fair. I think that's all fair. I do think it's on each of us to sort of define what that question is. You know, when we get frustrated, and we're all frustrated, I find it, like, let's go further than just it's on him or it's on him. Like, what does that even mean? Like, what's the question? Obviously, it's on all of them, but let's go into each player and each coach and point to some things. Debo Samuel to me is an example of how this is how life works, man. When you're one action, when you're out of line, life's gonna find you.
Karma,
if you want to call it that.
That's how
call
I felt,
it whatever
man.
You want.
They booed him.
And we're going to talk about that right out of the gate.
At home, Dibs.
I'll tell you what the Shanahan thing is that gets me.
This is...
Okay?
Yeah.
And it's not just that broad, like, this is on you, Kyle. Here's what gets me. I don't know if in 2024 anymore in the NFL, I don't know if you can play football this way where you are immediately at your absolute worst if the game is close in the fourth quarter. If you're even down by 3.
Wow, man.
These two, Kyle and Brock, feel like they're down by 10. And I don't know if you, and I get it. I get that that's the system they run. But to me, that is too gaping of a hole. You have to, in the NFL, with the offensive rules the way they are, and the quarterbacks that you have to go beat. When you watch what Stafford and Allen did to each other last week in LA, where it's just like, okay, it's a close game. We're both going to score 80 points in the fourth quarter. Bing, 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 pinball game. When the Niners are down 3 in the fourth quarter, you feel hosed. Like, it's over. And the stats will show that usually it is. And to me, that's the hole in what Kyle Shanahan has built. It's effective until it's not. And when you get behind for whatever reason in the fourth quarter,
I feel
they
like
cannot. They, yeah. I can't say
I'll
they can't. They usually can't do it.
Yeah. I feel like we're watching an NBA team not shoot threes by the vertical ball. I mean, if you could give me a video clip of a Niner going deep and a flag being thrown, I can't wait to see it. My point is, does he got to diversify his portfolio? This league is going downfield in the Niners. Everything is over the middle. And I believe teams have figured the Rams weren't scared last night.
Well, they still don't have anybody who can run deep. Yeah. The 49ers don't have.
But you got a $30 million receiver that didn't do that when he was on the field.
That's not what he does. Like, it's not, I mean, You know, not every receiver does that.
Yeah. Hey, who's enjoying these bouts of rain and cold weather we've been experiencing? The weather isn't the only thing to worry about. It's also ant and rodent season. If these pets have made their way into your home looking for shelter from the rain and cold, ATCO Pest Control has comprehensive solutions, from effective ant treatments to rodent eradication and exclusion work. ATCO can take care of what's bugging you. Call ATCO Pest Control or fill out a service request online at atcopestcontrol.com. It is time for the What's Bugging You.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. That's right.
My favorite part of the week.
Yeah.
Go ahead, Div.
I'll read off, Henderson. And this one is personal to me, but it's more personal to someone who is very close to me. And what's bugging me is the Baseball Hall of Fame process, because earlier this week, we lost one of the great ones, a man who certainly should be in the Hall of Fame. He had 374, I believe, career home runs. He played 14, if not 15 years in Major League Baseball in the 50s and 60s. But what we do now in the Hall of Fame is we forget the men who laid the groundwork for the sport that we all enjoy. And we forget the accomplishments of a man in particular who was able to slug it out back when pitchers were on a higher mound and you played 8 days a week, you had doubleheaders, you traveled on buses, and life was a lot harder. Rocky Colavito died earlier this week at the age of 91, and I know a lot about Rocky Colavito because of my good friend Matt Steinmetz, and Rocky Colavito is a family friend. And so what's bugging me, Steiny, and I was thinking about this earlier in the week, and I sent you a text of condolence because I know that your mom in particular is dear friends with Rocky and his wife, and Rocky's no longer with us, but a player like Rocky Colavito falls through the cracks, whereas modern day players who have similar numbers and similar impact, they get their causes championed. It becomes a cause célèbre of these people, as opposed to a man, Rocky Colavito, who I never saw play because I think he stopped playing when I was, you know, 3 months old in 1968, somewhere along that line. But some of the great players of days gone by don't get the credit that they deserve. And so it had me thinking about it, Steiny, and my thoughts go out to you and your family. Rocky Colavito, 91, a great life lived. But what bugs me is this whole idea about the Hall of Fame. We don't give credit where credit should be due, which is to those who came before us.
Well, I'm mad at you.
Good one. Good one. Yep. I'll take it in a little different direction. What's bugging me is anybody who claims to have EV.
I hadn't done that NBA thing.
Everywhere, though,
if you hadn't done that NBA thing 2 weeks ago, I'd argue this is your best rant of all time. I don't know where it came from or why it's happening or why you're so mad about it, but it's the most intricate, wonderful thing I've ever heard you say in my life.
I've been thinking about it for 3 days, in fact.
What happened?
On the bottom of
No, but who got you going?
Just what? A phrase.
No, EV anxiety. Where are you hearing this?
Urban Dictionary.
Oh, are you late?
No, look it up.
I believe
it's a phrase. It's one of the things that's holding back electric vehicle sales.
But to be that bugged, to be, I would think you were confronted with this somehow.
No, that's the beauty of Steiny.
With the idea of it.
Amazing.
And somebody who absolutely uses incredible. A phrase that is so ludicrous.
Ludicrous.
mine is stupid and quick, so I'll be. Let me go next. Especially because Ken is sitting in there looking at me. The two of you are playing each other in the fantasy.
Yes, we are. He had Juwan Jennings.
Yeah, he had Juwan. And so no, you smiling and clapping right now is exactly what I want to talk about.
Is that what's bugging you?
No, what's bugging me is my own overconfidence. I don't like what happens when something good happens to your fantasy team on a Thursday night and you spend 3 days peacocking around. Yep. Planning for the next round, and damn, Ken, I know damn well I haven't won anything yet. Ken started Cooper Kupp last night.
Zero.
He got 0.0 points.
He had one target?
I don't even know how many. Ken, how many did he have? Three. Ken knows. Three. Ken's like he had three, but I don't even think any of them were even close.
Out of bounds.
And now I've got to spend 48 hours.
I feel you.
just acting like my you-know-what don't stink because he's basically playing me down a player.
Wow, man.
What's your percentage jump to?
Oh, God. That's even worse.
He doesn't believe in me.
When you look at those stupid things.
And he got
stupid.
An A-plus for his draft. Didn't make the playoffs.
You might as well just go to the toilet and slam your head with the seat
rather than
look at the ridiculous percentage.
I had a 92% against you until that Jerry Jeudy happened.
It's a miracle. Since you asked, Steiny. Since you asked. I am now up to
probably 71.
I am up to 76.
Wow.
And I haven't started. I did have to replace my tight end, Evan Engram, today, who's now out for the year, which dropped me, I think, from 77 down to 76.
Man.
So we're dealing with that adversity on the team, Ken, and we'll see if we can recover.
Yeah. Two Monday night games this week.
I know.
What's bugging you, buddy?
Yeah, listen.
Chinese got somewhere to be. He's out of energy. Just real quick.
The bag is not on the shoulder.
Yeah, so. From the streets to the hood to high school to some colleges, I wore number 34. And I wore 34 playing basketball because I was rough and tough in the paint. If I wasn't the most skilled, I was rough. And that's why I wore 34 for
Charles Oakley.
If I see another NBA player 8 feet tall, give me the too small thing. When a guy 6'1 is guarding you, I'm going to lose it. Karl Malone's, the greats, Maurice Lucas's, they did what they did and ran down court, and the fans knew what you had. You don't got to symbolize that you're bigger than the other guy, and I'm seeing little guys do the too small thing. Get back on D. It's ridiculous. I might be aging myself, but it's whack. You don't got to tell us. You moved and grooved down low in the paint. Let the fans watch it and know, man, look at them shoulders. But this little, he's too small, is sickening to me.
I mean, if I'm Wembanyama, I do that every time down the floor.
This might be
my favorite What's Bugging You of the year.
Stand on it.
My hand to the ground. It's such a great take. Like, shouldn't you be talking smack if you scored on someone bigger than you?
Right.
Why would you be like, look at me. I just scored on someone 7 inches shorter than me.
In theory. Sunday and was doing, dude, he's 5'8". Come on.
I need somebody to now start the, instead of too small, just go,
Yeah, exactly.
I'm too tall.
Too tall.
Wembanyama can do it every single play.
Come on,
too tall.
Man.
All right.
Yeah, that's what Juwan Jennings did last night when that ball flew over his head.
Well,
too tall.
Which time?
Sorry to bring the room back.
Yeah, he hurt me a little bit last night, but that's all right.
Debo, you got to catch that.
Wow, that was great. Awful. That's a perfect place to let it go. Debo Samuel, right in the breadbasket. That's what we used to call it back in my day. Yeah. Dibs, the bread
back
basket.
When there were bread baskets.
Yes, exactly.
How long ago was your day, Steiny?
You know what? When I was in my prime.
Yeah. 1982.
What do you consider your prime?
82.
Late 80s, early 90s.
It's been
late 80s, early
90s. Long?
Yeah.
Really?
It was Holy Names High School, 1982.
That wasn't my prime. That wasn't my prime.
Like, you've been here now for 6 decades.
Maybe senior year.
Basically.
Once you got rid of Ed Lackman.
That's when
you really started to blossom.
My son is 10.
Ed Lackman.
If he asked you, what's the best decade out of the first six? What would you say?
It's after college.
Okay.
But you got to have a job. It's that first job after college.
You like your 20s as long as they're...
Yeah. It was like when I finally drew a salary. Instead of working for Waterfall Gardens for $5.50 an hour as a college graduate.
Wasn't that salary, as Draymond would say?
It was.
Too small.
It was. It was too small. It was not a Wembanyama salary.
All right,
gentlemen, have a great show on 95.7 The Game.
I love the young people.